Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 640 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator, and he joins us by phone right now. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you. And I know one of the things you're going to enjoy about today is that in about 2.5 hours, you will not have to attend the committee of the whole meeting because it's canceled again, which gives you a little bit more space in your day. I am curious, though. It seems like we are canceling these a lot and not really having the cows anymore. What's going on? Is this just a scheduling thing, or is there a reason?
No, most of it's a scheduling thing. It's hard to rope all five up for an elongated amount of time. So I know the last meeting, there was commissioners that had a scheduling conflict, especially with summer coming on, and even in the past, it's just been a lot of scheduling conflict. But I would say this too, I have an agenda item, the County Administrator's Report 3, which is discussion. So what I've opted to do, and if we're not going to have the committee hold, if there's not an issue that a board member wants to talk about or something we were going to talk about at a committee of the whole, I will add it to my discussion agenda, and we can take it on at that point in time. So I don't personally feel like we're losing any opportunities for the commissioners to discuss a topic, because I can put it on that agenda item and they can have a robust conversation there. And in my opinion, having been on the other side of it, it frees up a lot of staff time. You get a lot of staff sitting in those meetings because you never know what's going to come up. So they feel like they have to be there just in case. And so they're sitting there, and I know they have a lot of work to do other than just be sitting in the boardroom. So we're trying to be we're trying to be a little more efficient from my end standpoint. There has been some scheduling conflicts, quite a few.
Yeah, no, that makes sense from a staff use perspective. I appreciate that. Another kind of a smaller note, but just a question I have is the Escambia County EMS has this really, really great app called Pulse Point, where you can see fire response, EMS response. There's a map, there's times. It's all, great for information's sake from our perspective for tracking incidents. It's been down for like a week, and it's got a note, we're aware of the issue. Do you know anything about what's going on here or when we can expect that to be back up and active?
Yeah, I know it's been down. I'm not sure about the time frame to come back up. I'll have to get with our IT folks, and I'll get with Eric Gilmore and see if he's got an update status for us.
Okay.
But, yeah, you're right. It is a great app. And I noticed I've been getting a lot more text messages like we had the fire the other day, or there's a crash, the school bus crash the other morning. I've been getting some text messages. Now, I'm going to talk to Eric and see if that's something that he can push out a little more broadly, if you will.
Okay, sort of like, since we don't have this, maybe we can have an alert system of some kind that people can subscribe to?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay, yeah, like Nixle for, the traffic in Gulf Breeze or whatever. That makes sense.
Yeah.
OLF-8, we know this is a big ongoing thing. Any updates since the commissioner meeting where they gave you the instruction of, hey, we'd like to hold back 250 acres for, non-residential development if we can in the contract. Any news on this front?
Yeah, so there's, I talked to a gentleman yesterday afternoon with Horton, and he, we've talked about their draft contract that they sent to us, and we're working feverishly on a response to that draft, and we look forward to probably presenting that to them next week. There's also, in lieu of holding out the 250 acres, there's been some discussions maybe with some other partners that had previously come to the table for the light industrial portion. And so we've been having a few conversations in that regard and seeing how that plays out. We've been talking about another possible triumph ask for maybe Frank Reeder Road, since we own that, and as far as making that a heavy axle load type of roadway, a boulevard, if you will.
Okay, so widening, so the, and, I mean, widening and thickening both?
Yeah, the subgrade, the base, and asphalt, sidewalks and such. Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on around OLF 8. There's a lot of discussions still going around OLF 8. And we're tracking as fast as we can, as hard as we can. And we'll see, you know, it'll be interesting to see how things really end up in the end, what we bring to
it. I think you and I have talked about this before, but forgive me if we haven't. Has there been any conversation about, look, this is what we want to do eventually, but right now it's a really nice big park. Is there any way that the public would be able to, you know, fly kites and shoot rockets and, you know, play baseball and, you know, do the kind of stuff that the people would like to do on a big grassy knoll?
We've not had that discussion. We have not had that discussion. So it may be something we can have, but we've not had it as of yet.
Okay. I mean, because, you know, look, you know, might be we start breaking ground next year. It might be 5 years. And, you know, I'd hate to see something that could be used for stuff not be used for anything at all. Wes, do we have any more public on Perdido Key, or is that still kind of in the research phase to confirm or disconfirm?
Yeah, we're still in some of the research phase. As it stands now, it's as it was, you know, inside the state park, to the, you know, back to the east, yes, right to the west, no. There has been some activity based on the board's vote as far as the signage. I think some of the signage that was out from some of the condos has been removed. However, what they've done now is string some rope, if you will. The posts are still in place, and they strung some rope between the posts. And so code enforcement's been out there. They've been having discussions and saying, hey, and, you know, that still doesn't adhere to the conservation plan, and that's not going to be allowable. So this morning or today, code enforcement will be back out, and if the ropes have not been removed, we'll start issuing citations.
Interesting.
And so it's going to be an ongoing saga, I have a feeling.
Yeah, so people who had put up signposts and have now taken down the signs because of the vote to restrict to one per boundary line have instead put up rope, which is maybe not technically a sign, but not exactly what we had in mind.
Right.
And so, interesting. So citations are going to be issued today, you say, over that. The there's also been some like informational signs put up with county logos on them and instructing the public that they can walk on the wet sand, but that it shows a map of like all the way to the water as a property boundary. Do you know anything about that? Are those signs from the county? Because some people had said they didn't even think they were legitimate signs, but I assume they're county signs.
Well, it's got our logo. I would have to guess they are our signs, but I have not heard that we placed any signs like that out. But again, I'll get with code enforcement and verify.
Okay, yeah, just while they're also,
not, we'll remove them.
Yeah, while they're also doing the other thing, you know, I'm sure it's easy to put eyeballs on these. I do have just a couple of things I've been thinking about with the Perdido Key stuff. If it turns out we have 75 feet, obviously, you know, in the conversation that came up was about placing the towers on 2 and 3 and then patrolling, and then, well, what do you do if they need to be above 75 feet for the visual perspective? And then, of course, hiring guards and all that. I know you're well aware of those. One thing that occurred to me is what makes Pensacola Beach work is that the guards have statutory authority to tell people what to do and to get out of the water and to red flag enforce. As I read the statute, because it's not owned by the county, even though it is an easement, it's not owned by the county, I don't think we have the same statutory authority. So you guys may want to look at whether that needs to be tweaked in order to grant guards the enforcement powers that they would need like they have out on the other beach. The other question or kind of observation is, we do cleanup, of course, on Pensacola Beach. And if the public is going to be encouraged or allowed or whatever to go out on, you know, Perdido Key, might have to think about the sanitation aspects of cleaning up after them. I mean, have you guys been thinking about those possibilities, those concerns?
No, we haven't. We haven't had that discussion. You know, you're right, Pensacola Beach is a whole different scenario.
Right.
Out there in Perdido Key, you know, if we get lifeguard stands, it would just be, like you said, in those particular accesses. But in between the accesses, I would tend to agree. If we're going to put lifeguards out there, they need to have some sort of authority.
Right.
As far as removal of trash, I would say even on Pensacola Beach, Most of your trash is going to be beyond 75 feet from the water. It's going to be up in the big sand. And so we're certainly not equipped to send crews out there. Removing trash, I would say that would probably remain status quo. But, there's just a lot of challenges with that. I think if we get lifeguards out there, that would be a huge step in the right direction. But they would absolutely have to have some authority to, when you say get out of the water, get out of the water.
Right.
And then I tell you, lifeguards, they cover a wide range out there on the beach in the sand. It's not just lifeguarding, if you will. There's a lot of people walk up that lifeguard with a lot of different problems or issues, and whether it be enforcement issues, or I've seen them where, hey, my buddy's had a little bit too much to drink, and you come down and attend to him, and so they call in ambulances, and it's just a whole wide array of things that they get hit with in a day.
Most definitely.
And they stay awful busy. So they would have to have some authority.
What is your assessment, which I know you might not be able to give entirely, but is it your assessment that if we did try to staff up lifeguards on Perdido Key, that the applicant pool, especially on that side of town, is available? Like, how much of a challenge from a staffing perspective would that be? You know, easy, hard, not quite sure?
It would be a little bit, definitely be a challenge, because, I mean, it's a challenge for us right now to fully staff up water safety as it exists today on Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with high school kids and young college kids, and of course, it's seasonal. But, yeah, it's a challenge for us to staff up what we have existing. And, we raised pay last year and maybe before last to help with that. And it's still kind of been a challenge. But, yeah, if that's what we decide to do, we'd have to, me and Eric and Dave Greenwood, we'd have to figure it out. But we would actually make it happen if that's what the direction is.
For sure. And supervisors, right? I mean, because you probably don't want them, mm-hmm. on that separate part of, the oversight, you probably want to have that as well. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator. By the way, there's a career fair for the county. There's all kinds of jobs available. Career fair coming up on the 18th. That's a week from today at the Bay Center from 9 to 2. So it'll be a big event. If you want to find a job or know somebody who needs a job, please bring them out to that. It'll be a great event. Wes, as always, man, thanks for keeping us informed, and thanks for doing the stuff you do to make the county run. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you now.